So no matter what culture you are in, it's all fake. There's always going to be distractions to get you off of reality. Everybody's in delusions. They create a system which is all a facade. It's all Plato. It's all Plato. Plato and Plato. If you play the game and you play it well, you rise up in the system. It's just a game. I wish there was words to explain it. It's such a deep matrix. It's such a deep labyrinth. The labyrinth is so deep, how do you see past it, you know? And the only way you're going to see past it is have spiritual eyes. The way they create a system of how do you say that? What's the right word I'm trying to say? A system that just keeps going is they have to divide. They have to do the red versus blue. They have to cause division. People are still, I'm a Ford man, I'm a Chevrolet man, I'm a Redskin, I'm a Cowboy. There's still people that are that way. It kind of blows your mind. They're going to be a Cowboy fan no matter what. They're going to be a Redskins fan no matter what. Even if the preacher starts lying, somebody says, I identify as I'm a Baptist. Even if the preacher starts contradicting himself, they still will stay in that church because it's their identity. Even if he's contradicting the word, they'll stay in that church. They'll stay in that denomination. I'm not saying they're doing it, but I'm saying if. Somebody says, well, nobody's perfect. The Bible says you know all things. The Bible says you have the mind of Christ. The Bible says you know when something ain't right and get away from it. And then they'll make a comment, well, if you find fault with any church, you'll never find the church. Maybe that's the answer. Maybe that's the secret then. Why do you need a building anyway? You are the church if you have faith. I'm not saying it's a bad thing to go to church at all. I mean, most people need it. Because most people are still under legalism of some kind, or guilt, shame, condemnation. And that rule, that regimen, that law, that letter is designed to crush you till you cry out to God and He shows you what walking in the Spirit is. Because you're, until you understand walking in the Spirit, you're going to be under legalism. You're going to be trying to be good enough. You're going to try to meet up to somebody's standard, somebody's level, somebody's rank, rating, grade. Level, rank, grade, rating. Yeah. Until you understand walking in the Spirit, you're not going to be able to escape some kind of rule-based system. You're not going to escape the red versus blue. You're not going to escape the he said, she said. As long as you're as long as you're trying to be spiritual in your own power, you'll never make it. As long as you're trying to be spiritual by your own effort, you'll never get there. So a lot of these people, a lot of these like New Age saying, trying to get people to wake up. Wake up to what? The New Age, all the New Agers, all they're trying to say is you wake up to be your own God. That's their ultimate end, that you're your own God. Instead of Jesus is God, and he gives you the desires of your heart, they don't want to worship God. They want to worship themselves. That's their end game. The end game was already shown to us in Genesis 3. Hath God said, you can be like God. You can be your own God. That's their end game, to make you like God. To try to make you into their image that they want to worship themselves. Eventually worshiping the AI beast Therion 666, man of sin. They would love for a human to be, they would love for the human body to be meshed in with the human's invention, the AI machine. If they could get your body to mesh in with your car or your house or anything, that's what they want. Your phone. They want to take the human body and mesh it together with nanoparticles, AI nanoparticles. And try to live forever. See, what they're trying to do is, God said, don't eat of the tree of life. They're trying to live forever in sin. Think about it. The machine man is still sinful. They ask Elon Musk, do you want to live forever? He said, no. He better say no, because why would you want to live in a sinful... Let's say man did create some kind of machine. It's going to rust. It's going to need rebooting. The iron and the clay just can't mix. Man's inventions, his iron, his bronze, his silver, his gold, his AI, his cars... All of man's inventions are a hill of beans. Think about what I'm telling you. Eve is a piece cut off from Adam. She's drawn back to Adam. The two shall be one flesh. So they're trying to take material things and machines and try to mesh them into to mankind. Why do you think they make all the AI movies where it's a female and with a bunch of curves? Why do you think they make the robots look female with curves? That's not a coincidence. That tells you what they're trying to do. They're trying to get man to merge with machine. Why are all the AI robots feminine with a bunch of curves? Because they're trying to get mankind to merge with machine. The 666 on your head and your forearm, hand and your forehead. And so if they can get man to merge with his own creation, he came from the earth. How can the snake eating itself live forever? It can't. The only way you're going to live forever is eat of Christ. That eternal life, the Word, the Logos. You can't live forever eating a snake. The snake is eating himself and trying to live forever. That's why Wile E. Coyote always destroys himself. The flesh mind destroys itself. You need the spirit mind. And so once you get the spirit mind, you walk in the spirit, not in the flesh, because it's not about the flesh. And so they're trying to magnify the flesh. They're trying to magnify the creation instead of the creator. They want to worship themselves, and they want to worship the stuff that they made. The electric cars, they want to worship that. Think about the difference between a gas car and an electric car. Some people want to worship a gas car. But the oil came from the ground. But the electric cars, is a little bit more disconnected from the natural. Even though they need oil to make the plastic parts in the car, and they need oil to make the energy to build the plants and to build the, it could be a steam turbine or something, but it's like they're saying, well, buy electric. Then you got the batteries that die and go back to the ground, and it's waste. It's like, these people are stupid. You're not going to escape oil. You're not going to escape it. If you live to your 70, isn't that what the Bible promises? That God will let you live to 70? If you don't destroy your own health. But if God says 70, why are they trying to live forever? I don't care about living forever. I just want to be strong the whole time. Be strong the whole time. I don't care when I die. I can die today. As long as I'm strong, that's the main thing. If I die in my sleep, I've accomplished my goal. I've decoded this thing. I've decoded the Baptists. I've decoded the Pentecostals. I've decoded the Methodists. I've decoded the witches. I've decoded the sine wave, the Gnostics. They used to want to debate me. They can't debate me anymore. They run. Because they know if they debate me, they're going to have to get saved, because it all points to Jesus. The reason they don't debate me anymore and argue with me anymore is because they know that I have more truth than them, and it all points to Jesus, and they're going to have to admit they're a sinner. They're going to have to admit that they are going to burn in hell without Jesus. They're going to have to admit that Jesus alone saves. And their little Gnostic knowledge ain't going to help them unless they get born again. Knowledge is not going to help you. Yeah, you can get some knowledge. That chess player, I forget his name, the top chess player in the world, he might have a lot of knowledge, but without Jesus, he ain't happy. I mean, once you become a grandmaster and you win and you're the best in the world, why don't you just stop? You've accomplished your goal. It's crazy. Why don't somebody add another layer to chess? Add another piece on the board. The whole thing's a joke. The whole system's a joke. Man came from the ground, he's going back to the ground. Mankind might have some knowledge about how stuff works and machinery and all that, but can you build a teepee in your backyard? Do you know any bushcraft? Can you sew your own hand up if you can you stop the bleeding if you get cut? They got a sign over here at the food line that says stealing carts is illegal. Stealing carts is illegal. They know that. They don't care. Why do they have to put a sign up that says stealing carts is illegal? If it's a if it's such a utopia, why are people stealing shopping carts? What happened to the utopia, New Agers? What happened to the people that say there's no such thing as sin? How come we still have jails? Why are people killing each other? Why are people stealing? Because man is born in sin, and he has no hope unless he runs to Jesus. And all the systems that mankind tries to create to tame the sin nature, there's only one way to tame the sin nature: get born again, get saved. Sinners. Sinners and saints. What's the difference? What's the difference between sinners and saints? One believes in Jesus and the other one don't. One can die daily and the other one can't, because you have to have supernatural power to be able to die daily. And even then you mess up. Sinners and saints, all beggars at the foot of the cross.